You're listening to episode number 1930 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts.
The last shot of the Civil War fired on June 28, 1865, almost 2 months after the war had ended, off the coast of Alaska. A Confederate warship hadn't gotten the word the war was over and destroyed 24 Union boats in Alaska.
Of all places. Oh.
They weren't even a state. Idaho is the only state.
What are they doing up in Alaska?
Well, but it was kind of a territory. Idaho is the only state that has a specific law banning cannibalism. You would think, right, that every state would have that law, but apparently only Idaho.
Well,
I guess we're all on our own.
Just don't know what to say to this.
Our own good behavior. That's, you know what? You're on your honor. Colombia is being overrun by dozens of hippos.
Really?
Who are destroying crops, crushing cows, and damaging property. And it's all because of Pablo Escobar, who built himself a zoo in the 1980s and imported a bunch of hippos.
Oh, good grief.
Who've now bred. And apparently,
oh, no.
They breed like rabbits.
Uh-oh.
And in 2017, Despacito became the first song that's primarily in a foreign language to hit number one since the Macarena in 1996. And the last one before that was La Bamba in 1987. And before that, Rock Me Amadeus in 1986.
Well, you got a whole list going on there.
I got a whole list. And that's some random facts for today. News. It's time for the Who Cares News. How's that? No? On a scale of 1 to 10?
Hey, we'll take it.
Okay.
You know, there's hangovers happening. So no one's going to really care.
Nobody cares. Right? Who's listening to this show this morning? Nobody.
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez.
Alexandra.
They are, I guess they're still J-Rod.
They're still J-Rod? Mm-hmm. This has been the weirdest weekend.
Going to be J-Rod.
This is so weird, though, that we're getting this full-out relationship just laid out in front of us.
Yeah.
Is it not? A lot of times this is all smoke and mirrors, hiding behind their reps.
Well, evidently it was all way out in front of their kids.
And their kids didn't know.
Their kids hadn't been told
about
it.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I've been hearing things today where they've been saying they're gonna make it work for the kids. Because their kids are close.
Well,
they've been together 4 years. Of course they're going to be close. You know?
Well, not necessarily. But it turns out they're fortunate that they are close.
Yeah. Well, they're close in age. And
that doesn't mean they're going to like each other. So it's always fortunate when kids do like each other.
Yeah. Instead of being, public enemy
at each
number one.
Throats.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
So.
Playing tricks.
They evidently had a heart-to-heart
on
Friday night.
Yeah.
And they spent some time together in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Because he, he hightailed it down there.
He hightailed it on Monday, I think.
Yeah.
Because last weekend, he was still in Miami, Yami, Yami.
That's right.
I mean, he was still A-Rod.
Alone.
Alone in the big city.
Out there with his phone.
Now, I read this, too.
Girls, I'm sure.
He wasn't sexting any girls. He was FaceTiming. Remember, it was a FaceTime. That was the deal. No, I think the thing that I read also was that they've been apart for a while. And that's actually part of the deal, too, because she's working. He's in Miami. She's in Dominican Republic. They're not spending any time together. And I'm saying, grow up, you two. You can't have some space.
Right?
Come on. Jeez. It's like.
Well, they're rich.
That's not an excuse.
Both of them are rich.
Well, yeah, sure.
So hop a plane.
They're not Kanye rich.
Have dinner together.
They're rich, but they're not Kanye rich. But that's neither here nor there. So sources say that J-Rod are still J-Rod. And this isn't a hoax.
They have a great couple days together in the DR.
Okay.
They continue to work through things.
Yes.
That's the status quo right now.
Yes.
They're together. God. Well, that's good.
That's as of today. They're
together. They had some good time together down in the DR.
That's good. That's good. They had some.
You know, sources say last Friday that the on again, off again celebrity couple.
Yeah.
They decided to cancel their wedding plans.
Yeah.
In their relationship.
Yeah.
And then the Yankee slugger and the pomp diva took one more swing at love. In the wee hours.
Oh, my God. I think that's a little TMI. They took a swing. Oh, my God. There'll be slugging and swinging from now on, I got to tell you.
But I'm bum. So yesterday, the Rags had pics of our gal, Katy Perry, uh-huh. with what appeared to be a golden wedding band.
Ooh.
When they were out on a family vacation in Hawaii.
They're in Hawaii. Yeah.
Now, the couple, they're not publicly commenting on their relationship status.
Right, but they were going to get married, right? They were going to get married like before the yeah. pandemic. They were going to go to Japan, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And as far as we know, or as far as we've seen, mm-hmm. Orlando's not naked, you know, paddle boarding anywhere. So, I mean, so this is probably a good thing.
That's
yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
Well,
so
he's a dad. I mean, he was a dad before. What am I saying?
Not, well, yeah. No, yeah. Oh, that's right. He is a kid. Yeah, so things appear stronger than ever between Katie and Orlando.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
And their little daisy bloom?
Yeah.
6 months old.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
Their
time
little
flies.
Flowers are blooming.
Time flies.
Time, God. It seemed like her pregnancy went on forever, and now she's already 6 months old.
Oh, you know what? That's right, huh? It
yeah.
felt like she was pregnant for 2 years.
Yes.
It
was.
It
just went on and on and on.
On and on. She got
sick. Like, what do you mean she hasn't had the baby yet?
She collapsed on American Idol because it was so hot one time when she was pregnant. And so, thank the maker, she's good. And you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe they did get married and they didn't tell anybody. And maybe, you know, because this is a thing that people
maybe.
Do now. They get married, you know, Harry and Meghan uh-huh. got married, and then they have a big wedding.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's just for formalities. You know, we had to get married.
It's for the party. Yeah.
I also think that there's renewed interest in Orlando Bloom because of Billie Eilish's documentary.
Well,
and she
yeah.
did not
yeah.
recognize him.
Right.
Katy Perry is introducing herself to Billie Eilish at Coachella, and oh, and my fiance loves you, and she had no idea it was Orlando Bloom, and then you know Phineas had to tell her it was Orlando Bloom, and she was like beside herself, and then she, uh-huh. you know, luckily, she got a couple of hugs out of him, so she was happy.
Well, she's also about to go on stage,
right?
So she's
already,
already in that mode,
a bundle
that zone.
Of nerves, yeah.
yeah
and hey, by the way. If you get a chance, watch the Billie Eilish documentary.
That's good.
So good.
Yep.
Billie, by the way, is blonde now.
Uh-oh.
She was probably blonde for the Grammys on Sunday and wearing a wig. There's some special
oh.
project that
what?
She's starring in.
Okay.
Yeah. So watch huh. that. She put it on her Insta today. She is fully blonde. So, yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
and in full bombshell mode, which is totally unlike her. So we'll see what this is all about.
That'd be
in a tasteful way. In a tasteful way.
Okay.
Let me say that. And, oh, and speaking of Halle Berry, she posted a picture of her daughter, Nala, on her Insta for her 13th birthday.
She did. I saw that.
So she's Insta official.
Yeah.
So the world is, gosh, it's just so gosh darn cute, isn't it? So cute. Oh, my.
Daisies are blooming. The Hallies are howling. And, you know.
It's going to be spring soon. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.